My name is Chris Johnson, and I don't like to pay attention to the thoughts and opinions of the fucking masses. They bother me. It pisses me off. Doesn't matter if it's the opinions on something I like, something I don't like. I just don't want to fucking hear it. I don't want to be influenced by that. It's fucking annoying. Like, if I enjoy something, if I enjoy football, if I enjoy the Buffalo Bills, if I enjoy, you know, fucking running or whatever the fuck, I don't want people's fucking opinions on it. And if it's a fucking TV show, if it's like, you know, Stranger Things or Curb Your Enthusiasm or shows that I fucking like, I don't give a fuck. I don't want people to, like, fucking give me their dipshit opinion on it. I don't want them to ruin it. I don't want them to kill my fucking buzz. You see all these goddamn articles about, like, fucking plot holes, but they're usually not plot holes. It's just people being dumb fucking assholes. It just fucking ruins everything for me. People fucking ruin everything, and social media amplifies that. So, like, I try just to fucking stay away from opinions on shit. It's fucking the worst, probably, with sports, because people are fucking morons. I don't know if you like baseball, but Chris Johnson likes baseball. I fucking love baseball. It's my favorite sport. And I saw some shit the other day, like Bo Bichette of the Toronto Blue Jays. The Blue Jays have been playing fucking dog shit baseball. As of the time of this recording, they're in a fucking free fall. I don't know if shit's cleared up before I fucking release this, but if not, I'm gonna jump off my fucking roof soon because I can't fucking stand this. But Bo Bichette bats second in the Blue Jays lineup. And some motherfucker is like bitching about it, like, oh, he's batting second again. Like, what the fuck is he doing? In his last 2 weeks, he had an OPS of over 800. And that might not mean anything to most people, but that's fucking good. So I don't give a shit what your fucking thought is on his approach or his fucking at bats. The motherfucker's doing the fucking job. You have a fucking team of people with a fucking OPS of over 800, you're gonna have a fucking killer offense. Jesus fucking Christ. What are you watching? Are we watching the same fucking thing, you stupid asshole motherfucker? God, fucking pisses me off. And I fucking discovered another thing too, and I've kind of known about this for a while. Like, I've heard about this shit. I try to just ignore it because I think it's so fucking dumb, and it's a guy thing. Most really stupid fucking things have to do with fucking men. I've never heard this shit from women. It involves jerseys. Like, actual fucking baseball, football, hockey jerseys. If you're a fan of a team, maybe you'll buy a fucking jersey. And sometimes maybe you'll fucking pay a little bit extra to have somebody's name on the back of the jersey. I got a bunch of jerseys. I got a Ryan Miller Sabres jersey. I got a Roy Halladay Blue Jays jersey. And I got a motherfucking Jose Bautista Blue Jays jersey. There's a certain segment of the population out there, the male population, that thinks that dudes shouldn't wear a jersey. They think that me, Chris Johnson, shouldn't wear another guy's jersey. Like, we're gonna fuck or something. Like, he's taking me to fucking prom after the fucking game. They got all these dumb pussy rules, like, well, if the player is older than you, then you can fucking wear the jersey, but if he's younger than you, you can't wear the jersey. Dude, are you fucking hearing yourself? Are you fucking listening to yourself, you stupid piece of shit? What the fuck are you even talking about? What are you talking about? You mean to fucking tell me, a grown fucking man, a grown ass fucking man, you mean to tell me that I can't wear a specific article of clothing because it's got somebody's name on the back? I'm a fan of the fucking team, asshole. And let's be honest here. If you're gonna buy a fucking jersey, I'm gonna fucking take my shirt off right now in the middle of this rant because I'm getting sweaty. I'm getting sweaty and I'm fucking ready to go. My shirt's off now. That's my fucking chest. I took my shirt off mid-fucking sentence. If you're gonna fucking buy a jersey, right? Jerseys aren't cheap. If they're authentic jerseys, they're not fucking cheap. 100, 200 bucks, whatever the fuck. If I wanna buy a fucking jersey, if I'm dropping that kind of money in a fucking jersey, I'm gonna pay extra for somebody's name on the back because it looks fucking better. It looks more fucking real. It's fucking weird when you see like a fucking, you know, Bills jersey. Actually, do they make Bills jerseys without names on them? That wouldn't make any sense because the fucking numbers in the front and the back. But they make baseball and fucking hockey jerseys with no fucking names in the back. And you'll just see like Blue Jays across the chest or Toronto or the Sabres fucking emblem. But then the back is just fucking bare. It looks fucking bizarre. I want my fucking money's worth, goddammit. I'm gonna fucking put a player's name back there. Like, if I was gonna get a jersey today, maybe Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Huh? Maybe that motherfucker. Teoscar Hernandez. A lot of studs on this team. Bo Bichette. I get a Bo Bichette jersey. A lot of guys on this fucking Jays roster that I wear a jersey for. Jordan Romano, that motherfucker. Oh, prick comes in, throws fucking 98 at the end of games. Actually, does he throw 98? He throws mid to high 90s. A lot of fucking jerseys to get. I wear any of those fuckers' jerseys. Anytime I see somebody wearing a jersey, I don't think, man, that pussy, like, he wants to get on his knees and suck that player's dick. It's just dumb macho bullshit. There's nothing worse in the fucking world than stupid macho bullshit. Like, imagine having that in your fucking head. Imagine being a grown adult man and being like, I can't wear that jersey because it's got another man's name on it. People might think I want to fuck him. Listen, nobody wants to fuck you. Men, women, they don't want to fuck you. You're a fucking idiot. You're an idiot dick. Ain't nothing attractive about that. Jesus Christ. Chris Johnson is more fuckable than that. And I'm not fuckable at all. Look at my fucking history. I don't have an extensive fuck history here, but I can tell you, like, if you're rating me, if there's a fucking list of dudes that are fuckable, Chris Johnson's ahead of these assholes on the fucking list. How the fuck could I possibly be ranked below these assholes? Like, I wish I didn't even know this. I wish I didn't know that people like this existed. It bothers me that I know people like this exist. And the crazy thing is, like, some of these people, like, those fucking rules, like, hey, if he's an older player, I can wear his jersey. Why can he wear a fucking older player's jersey? What's the difference? What's the difference if he's older or younger? Who gives a shit? A jersey's a fucking jersey. You can justify the name on the back if he's an older fucking player. So a kid can wear a fucking jersey because it's going to be an older player. But like, I can't buy a Vlad Jr. jersey because he's in his early fucking 20s. Listen, Vlad Jr. don't give two shits. I fucking love when I watch a ball game or a hockey game. Happens in Canada a lot with hockey games. And everybody's got that fucking jersey on. It looks awesome. The crowd looks fucking awesome. So in closing, I just want to say, if you refuse to wear sports jerseys because another man's name is on the back, you are a dumb fucking pussy. Period. Fucking point blank. You're a fucking asshole. Cut that macho bullshit out of your fucking life. Jesus fucking Christ. Anyway, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's a new podcast episode's come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio and Pandora and any other fucking podcasting site you want, really. Podbean's the host of the cast. Every fucking episode's there, website or app. I'm on Twitter. It's a Johnson Hate You. I'm going to be in my Facebook timeline if you want to catch the podcast there. Also on Instagram, photos, videos, more Chris Johnson than you can possibly imagine. That is at maybe 5 minutes.